Okay, just focusing a little bit on the cancers that did not have a non-operative diagnosis. So that's where the first operation was, the diagnostic operation. There were 221 of those that were invasive and 521 of the non- and micro-invasive cancers. If we then look at how many of those just had their diagnostic operation, so they had no further surgery, only 11% of the invasive ones had no further surgery. Now this would suggest that the 32 there, actually the whole of this very small tumour was taken out at the diagnostic operation, and we're hoping that you're looking at that to ensure that that's true. And 56% of the non- and micro-invasive cancers did only have the diagnostic operation. So again, we're hoping that you're checking that that is the case. In terms of the invasives, 86% of them actually had a therapeutic operation as well, and 44% of the non-invasive cancers had a therapeutic operation as well. Looking at the types of cases that did have another operation, only 11% of these were grade 1 and 60% of these were of a low cytonuclear grade. And if you look at cases with no further surgery, that is, what was their first operation? 8 of them had a mastectomy at their first operation, which we would hope that you would go back and look at the reason for that decision to do a mastectomy when you didn't have a non-operative diagnosis. But most of them had breast-conserving surgery at their first operation. 79% of them had clear margins. According to the data, 67 of cases had involved or unknown margin status. Of those, sorry, I should put my clicks in. Of those 67, 32 were LCIS, so you may say that you didn't need to do another operation. But we had 35 cases that were not LCIS and apparently still had involved or unknown margin status. And of those, 19 were in Scotland. So I think these are the ones that we would want careful audit in our when we're looking at the outliers and cases to be worrying about.
I think we should move on.